This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman.
In Texas, we're all about convenience. The drive-through Starbucks, burger joint, we even have drive-through banks. Still, there aren't any drive-through health clinics. The closest thing is a clinic on wheels. Those have been crisscrossing the city of Dallas for more than two decades, serving the neediest in our communities, the homeless. Parkland's mobile health clinics look like a mix between an RV, a bus, and a doctor's office. There's only 40 feet to work with, but they've managed to squeeze in four separate rooms: the patient waiting area, the nurse's office, an exam room, and a doctor's office. In the patient waiting area, I meet Joseph Imhoff, who fractured his ankle.
What's it feel like?
Right now.
Let me show you. No, it feels like I just want to cut it off sometime, man. This morning I was really mad, and these people were nice enough to let me come on here so they can check it and get me some kind of medication for the pain.
He's in an alcohol rehab program at the Salvation Army on Harry Hines Boulevard in Dallas, just 50 feet from where the bus is parked. The mobile clinics make stops throughout Dallas County to domestic violence shelters, daycare centers, drug treatment facilities, and behavioral health programs. People hop on, check in, and see a nurse just like in a normal doctor's office. Hannah Salam is getting weighed. Then she slips her tattooed arm into the blood pressure cuff. She got out of prison a few months ago and is staying at a halfway house before she's off parole.
I'm coming to get the test results of my lab for my thyroid problems.
The key word there is results. She's on this van to get the results of a lab test she got on another mobile van run by Parkland. See, follow-up is really tricky for patients without stable housing.
Their access to health care is much more difficult.
Susan Spaulding is medical director of Parkland's Homeless Outreach Medical Services Program.
They have issues with transportation, with health insurance, with getting prescriptions, with competing priorities, so that health care is not nearly as important as getting food and shelter.
It's hard to say how many people are homeless. Lots go in and out of housing or shelters. The latest homeless count for Dallas and Collin counties by the Metro Dallas Homeless Alliance shows an increase of 21% from the 2015 count, going from about 3,100 people to 3,800 people. Spaulding says these adults and kids face the same health problems as everyone else: high blood pressure, diabetes, asthma. The mobile vans make it as easy as possible to get help, and they've been popular. Last year, 9,000 homeless Dallas residents went on one for care. More than 1,500 of them were kids.
Many people throughout the country use mobile clinics once or twice a week. We run our mobile clinics Monday through Friday, 8 in the morning till sometimes 8 at night. And so there are a lot of people in and out.
It turns out across the country, mobile health clinics are having a bit of a renaissance moment.
There are a lot of mobile clinics in the U.S. right now, many more than many people might imagine.
Katarina Hill is a research associate at Harvard Medical School who's been tracking the trend. She says there are more than 2,000 mobile clinics in the U.S. Hospitals are sending out these clinics on wheels because they're shifting the focus from the ER to preventative care, which can save money.
We've estimated that an average visit to a mobile clinic costs the funder about $155, but saves 12 times that in terms of long-term health benefits and avoided emergency department visits.
So why aren't more people using them? Hill says there hasn't been enough published research on how effective these clinics are. That's contributed to skepticism and an image problem. She says sometimes people assume the quality of healthcare isn't as high because it's delivered in the community on a bus.
So that's why we're trying to build the evidence base around it, so that people are aware of it as a tool to help healthcare systems really try and improve the health of those that need it most.
Even with Parkland's four mobile health clinics, Spaulding says there are still homeless people struggling to get health care. So you can count on these clinics to keep on racking up mileage as they roll around Dallas County. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.